This morning's breakfast and shir is sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Kreindl Bas Yehuda Halevi. And the question we're discussing is one that will inevitably come up this time of year, namely somebody who forgets to count Sfiras HaOmer Thursday night. So ordinarily the halacha is no problem. Friday morning, Friday afternoon, you remember, count without a bracha. And then you can count again Friday night with a bracha and from then onwards with a bracha. The question this time of year sometimes is, what happens if I only remember that I did not count Sfira Thursday night, and I remember Friday late afternoon after I've already accepted early Shabbos? So do we say, well, it's still daylight outside, so it's still considered Friday, so I can count Sfira without a bracha, and then count Friday night again with a bracha? Or do we say, no, since you already accepted Shabbos, it might still be daylight outside, but for you it's already Friday night, so to speak, it's already Shabbos, and it's as if you totally missed the entire 24-hour period for Sfira on Thursday night and Friday, and you're out of the game. You can't count anymore with a bracha. What's the halacha? So Moshe discusses this in Or HaChaim, Chelek Daled, Siman Tzadi Tes, 1972. He says the following. He says, quoting Rav Natan Tzvi Greenblatt, that the Taz in Or HaChaim, Siman Tuf Reish, discusses a similar question. Apparently there was a community that had a shofar in preparation for Rosh Hashanah, but someone stole the shofar, and they were left with no shofar for the entire 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which came out to be on Thursday and Friday. So they had sent someone to a nearby Jewish community to borrow a shofar, to get a shofar for them to blow. For whatever reason, this shliach of theirs was delayed and didn't get back with the shofar until late Friday afternoon, after they had already accepted early Shabbos. So the same question. They hadn't blown shofar Thursday, Friday. They first get a shofar late Friday afternoon. They'd already davened Maariv early, before dark. Are they now allowed to blow shofar even after they've been Mekabel Shabbos already, since it's still technically daylight outside? And the Taz there paskins that had they known that a shofar would be on the way, they would not have accepted Shabbos. So the Taz says it's a Kabbalah Shabbos betos. It's a mistaken Kabbalah Shabbos, because had they known a shofar was coming, they would have waited. And therefore, even though they were already now Mekabel Shabbos, they would not have done so under these circumstances. It's Kabbalah Shabbos betos. They should still blow shofar. That is the Taz's first raya, that they should blow shofar. However, Rav Moshe asks the following. He says, but bear in mind, he says, that Sfiras HaOmer is only, according to most poskim, a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. And if somebody remembered that he didn't count Sfira only after he davened Shmona Esrei for Friday evening, the halacha in Siman Reish Samach Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos is that if somebody by mistake is Mekabel Shabbos and davens too early because he thought it was dark, but it was really just cloudy, and then the clouds cleared and the sun came out, and he realizes after davened Maariv that it's still daylight outside, and he would not have accepted Shabbos had he known it was still daylight outside. The halacha in Hilchos Shabbos is, with regard to a yachid, that he has to daven over again because his first davening and Kabbal Shabbos was betos. So Moshe says, well, if you have to daven over again, that means your first Maariv was all of Atala. That means this, all the seven brachos that you said in Shemon Esrei were of Atala. The Shem Shemaim you said in Shemon Esrei was of Atala. So do we really want to say by Sfiras HaOmer that if I realize after I counted, after I daven Maariv Friday night, Friday afternoon, that it's not Shabbos yet, and that I didn't daven, and I didn't say Sfiras HaOmer last night, do we really want to say, well, you should count Sfira now, your Kabbal Shabbos was Betos, and go ahead and daven all over again, making all your previous brachos of Atala? So Rav Moshe is somewhat hesitant, based on that reason alone, to say, oh, it's Kabbalah Shabbos Betos. Had you known that you hadn't counted the Sfira yet, you would not have davened Maariv already. He's hesitant to say that that alone would be considered Kabbalah Shabbos Betos. Don't worry, count Sfira, daven again. Because that means all your previous brachas in Shemon Esrei are brachas levatala. However, Rav Moshe quotes the second reason of the Taz that he quotes with regard to the Shaila would apply to us here as well. The Taz says that we find elsewhere in Poskim with regard to a baby born Friday late afternoon after the Tzibor was Mekabel Shabbos already. When's the bris? Is the bris on Friday? Is the bris on Shabbos? We assume there that the bris is on Friday. The davening of Ma'ariv of Shabbos, which I davened on Friday afternoon while still light, does not make it like it's Shabbos already with regard to bris. So too we find there are Ma Paskins Me'ikar Adin, Legabe Shivan Akiyim. If a woman has to do a Hefsek Tara on Friday and only remembers after Ma'ariv, but it's still light outside. So but the Eved Rama says, Me'ikar Adin, it's not considered Shabbos yet, even though Ma'ariv was already davened. Because the fact that you daven Ma'ariv and were Mekabel Shabbos early does not necessarily impact other mitzvahs that are dependent on the day of Friday. And so therefore, according to that as well, with regard to Sfira also, Rav Moshe says, according to that second Raya of the Taz, even if I davened Friday afternoon Ma'ariv of Shabbos, that does not impact my halacha with regard to Sfira Sa'omer. And since it's still daylight out time, I would be allowed to still count Sfiras Omer without a bracha and count again with a bracha Friday night. And Moshe then says, however, we do find a machlokas achronim in Hilchos Sfiras Omer. If somebody counted Sfira after Plag HaMincha, let's say you have a shul davening Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, and you count Sfira with them after Plag HaMincha, does that count as a Sfira? Can I say that since I davened Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, before Shkia, that I can therefore count Sfira after Plag HaMincha before Shkia? Or do we say, no, Sfira does not depend on Ma'ariv. You might be able to daven Ma'ariv early before Shkia after Plag, but you can't count Sfira early before Shkia after Plag. And Amosha l'maskana l'halacha paskins the following. He says, it's Yosef Mestaber, it's more reasonable to assume, like those poskim, those achronim, quoted in Hilchos Pesach, with regard to Sfira Sa'omer, that even if you daven Ma'ariv early after Plag, before Shkia, you cannot count Sfira early, because Sfira depends on nighttime, at least Shkia, L'chatchil Tzeis. And he says also, the second Raya of the Taz, that even though one might be Mekabel Shabbos early, that does not impact the Halacha with regard to Bris Milah, with regard to Hefsek Tara of Shivan Akiyim, does not make it considered nighttime with regard to other mitzvahs that are dependent on daytime and daylight. So to hear says of Moshe, Lamaskan halacha lemaisi paskins, that even if one accepts Shabbos early, and one daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, before Shkia, and only then you remember after davening Ma'ariv that I did not count Sfira last night, Thursday night, Sfira Sa'omer is not going to be based on the Kabbalah's Shabbos that one made, or nor based on the Ma'ariv that one davened already after Plag before Shkia, and so long as it is still daylight outside, and it's still before sunset, one is allowed to count Sfira without a bracha for Thursday night, and then to count again Friday night with a bracha for the next evening.